I feel free.
Yeah, you can.
To do what you want, any old time.
Get a lapel mic, and I could just yog all over the place.
I might pay to see that shit.
I yog like a Teletubby.
Wrap this up real quick.
That's nice and cool. That shit back. I could smell that when it was still down here. I was like, ooh.
Aromatic. Hey, I got a picture of that guy.
I sure does.
Yeah, I have Kevin Blurry in the background.
Welcome to the Buck Horn Podcast. This is weird and I don't have headphones on.
Yeah.
Seems. Oh, you took yours off too.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, guys?
We're going in our birthday suits.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
It is a little strange.
Well, anyway, welcome. If you don't know why they call it Down Syndrome, you've come to the right podcast.
If she's down, I'm down.
Happened on the way out. We're watching Shane Gillis stand up or listening to it. Kev's driving. He's like, yeah, why do they call it Down Syndrome? And that's all he said. I was like, just going to let that hang there?
There it is.
All right. Good enough.
Let that hang. Yeah, it's Down Syndrome.
So in honor of our live studio audience,
hey,
it's also become my chauffeur since I don't have a vehicle.
Yeah, you should get a car.
Well, I'm waiting on the Suburban because the deal's too good to pass up, but I've got to wait till my buddy moves and gets done using it.
Oh, is it free? Is that why you can't pass it up?
It's pretty. It's yeah, close.
Okay. So what happened with the Jeep that was you just said it was unrepairable. This was like a while ago. You never actually told us what the issue.
We
with
repaired
the Jeep.
It.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so you have a Jeep.
Yeah, Beth has a Jeep.
So what about the Lincoln?
It's in the garage.
So why don't you drive that?
Because you said it won't make it up the driveway, and I was like, well, I don't want to drive that far and not be able to get here.
I don't
here.
Think it's
park
so
it on
long.
The street.
Yeah.
And walk up the driveway.
I'm not going to make it up here. Plus, when I go to go back down, I'll roll right past that thing. You'll have to pick me up on Memorial. Or
there's a curve. Whatever. It'll stop you.
No.
It's not a speed.
No, it's just going to put them airborne.
Well, then you take up.
Looks like one of those cartoon snowballs. Just
Mike doesn't like the neighbor anyway.
Oh, jeez.
So what about the Beetle?
It's getting a new battery, and for Beth's birthday, we all pitched in, and she's getting an entirely new wiring system. And then it'll be good.
It's
to go.
Got one wire to run everything.
Exactly. It's really cheap, and Dad even offered to do it for us. So I was like, yeah.
Well, I had two wires. It's got a ground and a positive. That's all it needs.
That's about it. It's about it. Headlights.
Maybe.
I mean.
Turn signals, but it's German, so it's optional.
Yeah.
You don't have to use them.
You don't have to use those. Fuck that shit.
You're in Ohio. It's optional.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, why I text you, we almost died. We're driving out 22 from Circleville. Uh-huh. There's a lot of curves and twists on 188. And we're not far out of town. We're still in, like, the easier part of 188. And we're following this vehicle. We're probably, like, 5 bus lengths behind. Like, we're a good distance. But there's a car in front of us. We come around this blind corner, and this fine young lady of the evening and her freaking Nissan Rogue or
you can
Duke
call her
or,
a slut, a whore,
she
bitch.
Here's what happened. She obviously missed her turn, so she needed to turn around. Fine. What would logic say to you to do in that situation?
Pull a U-turn
driveway,
right there.
That's something. What she did. She stopped around the blind curve between two open driveways.
Well, yeah.
And just went sideways in the middle of 22. So we come around the
where
corner.
Where else are you supposed to do a U-turn?
60, and, well, she didn't U-turn. She T-turned. She just...
She did a three-point turn.
And by the time we came around, she deer and headlighted it.
Yeah.
Most people would be like, gun it, forward, reverse, do so, like, react. Yeah. She just stopped and looked at us.
That's what I would
so
do.
So Kevin, like, slams on the brakes, and then she's just sitting there, and we're sitting there, and he's like, hits her his horn, and she doesn't move. I'm like, Kevin, just wait and go around her. And then I'm like, in my head, I'm like, you mother...
You lady stupid. Of the evening, you how lady, dare you?
You harlot!
Hussy.
Oh, man.
I almost got T-boned on Tiki. Where they have the stop sign now.
Isn't that a country song?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that butt-fucked in Boston song.
Yeah.
Getting butt-fucked in Boston. T-boned on Tiki. Tag wow. team down in Tennessee.
Somebody didn't remember that there was a stop sign there now. And so I took dog to the vet, and I'm at the stop sign, came to a complete stop. I see him coming. I'm like, cool. You know, he's got to stop. So I turn, and he just around the corner. We both stopped and looking at each other, and I'm like, go ahead.
Apparently, you have someplace more important to be than me. Yeah. Goo.
And no, so then we're there for 5 seconds playing the, like, you go. And then he started... I took my foot off the brake, and he started to go, and I just gunned it past him. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah, that point.
And then he was like way behind me, because I think he realized, I fucked up there.
Yeah, I fucked up a lot.
We were at the corner long enough that he could have turned. Oh, yeah, that was a stop sign.
He should have just pointed and be like, bitch, I'm not talking to the dog. Yeah, I don't have any near-death stories.
No.
I didn't nearly die at all in the last 3 weeks.
Good.
You saw a bicyclist like just riding the busiest road through Lancaster.
No, that wasn't a bicycle. That was just a dipshit on...
He was on a bicycle.
He was on a...
Yeah. I'm going to stop at those stops at red light on Eddie Road.
That was just a dipshit on a bike. That wasn't a bicyclist. I did pass some bicyclists today, though. I'm like,
you party pants?
Yes.
Love it.
They're not stopping in my driveway anymore. Not from where I live. So
what we're drinking right now in honor of tomorrow or
yeah,
yesterday.
So I guess
or
I'll have to. It would
a
be
week. A week from now or
3 months
it
ago.
It would be yeah. yesterday. I'm going to release this.
Okay.
This show's going to go out. And then the other show with Melissa will go out after because they're not. This one's kind of more timely.
There you go.
So the eclipse was amazing. I almost went blind because I looked at the sun.
The eclipse was great. Should have wore sunglasses.
The eclipse was amazing.
Awesome.
I saw it for 2 seconds.
It was the last thing. I'll always remember it because it's the last thing I saw.
It's burned into my retinas.
So this is 50-50 Brewing from
Iowa.
California.
Oh.
And this is their 2019 Eclipse, bourbon barrel aged imperial stout, and
it's really good.
It's good.
It's real.
Very, I like it.
Very tasty and sweet, barrel agey.
It's full bodied, but not heavy.
No, it's not heavy at
no,
all.
No, not like you.
Yeah, I'm full bodied and heavy.
Right.
The total package.
Maybe not.
That's my wrestling name. The total package with the little package.
Thought maybe it was. Not that.
13%.
El Gordo Luchadore. That's Spanish for the fat luchadore.
That was gringo.
El gringo.
Donde.
The gringo ate my baby. Wait.
So I went and saw Kreischer Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you invite him on the show?
I did.
Oh.
I sent him a message.
Did you?
Yeah.
He's not here?
Yeah, he's outside. Man. He's waiting to come in.
That would have been funny if he was waiting outside the whole time. Like, told you I was bringing a guest.
Just waiting to come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bert Kreischer. Kev, you have to be there. You got to clap. You're the audience.
He's like, he's like, I want nothing to do with this shit. No, I went to see Kreischer Friday.
Was he funny?
No, he was
fucking the hilarious.
Worst fucking show ever. No, he wasn't. He wasn't funny. He was hilarious.
Waste of time.
Highly recommend. Like,
did he just come out with the shirt off this time?
No, he never comes out with his shirt off. He always takes it off on stage. Mm. So, yeah, he always comes out and then throws it. But he came out. So he had three openers with him. Two guys have a podcast, and I don't remember what the name of the podcast was because I wasn't going to listen to it, so I didn't pay attention.
So shout out to those guys.
Not even a shout out to them. They were okay. I mean, they weren't hilarious. One guy literally put you to shame, though, size-wise.
Really?
Holy shit. He looked like whoever the chick was from Willy Wonka that ate the chewed the gum.
Oh, is it Veruca?
Yeah. Veruca Salt.
Veruca Salt. Yeah, I was right. That's who I thought it was. Veruca Salt. Holy shit. Just the dude, he was like, when I walk into a Walmart, I'm a 5X. When I go to the big and tall store, I'm a small petite. I'm like, motherfucker, you are huge. Like, huge. His name's It was like Hank Foley, I think.
I was about to Google fat podcaster, but I probably would have popped up.
Well,
Hank Foley.
I think his name's Hank Foley. It's H Foley something is his Instagram.
Hank Foley comedian.
There you go. And then he had Sypha Sound.
That guy?
Yeah.
All right, let me find
you need
a
to find
body
a full body, like a new, like recent photo. That's recent. Recenter.
He's not that. Oh, okay.
Oh, no. He's a big dude. He is. He was walking around on stage and his arms didn't touch, like his sides touched his arms.
He looked like a Weeble Wobble.
Like this. And he would walk around.
He wasn't always that big.
He was kind of doing.
No, because I'm finding pictures. I'm like, he's smaller than me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see
he's like an he's like a one of those gigantic water balloons that people like get into and then they fill them up and then they like lay on the floor and just drape everywhere. Yeah, he's a big dude. He was funny, but it wasn't like hysterical, constantly laughing type of funny. Sypha Sound came out. He's a New York radio DJ that I used to listen to long time ago. When internet radio was coming around and radio stations started streaming their stuff. So hip hop DJ, he's, and also the DJ for Dave Chappelle, for the Chappelle show.
Who's Dave Chappelle?
It's just some guy that like lost his shit, went to Africa and lives in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
Oh, Yellow Springs.
Yeah.
Can't be that good.
I mean, he's just a hippie.
Good brewery.
Yeah. So, and then Bert come out in a hockey jersey that said Kreischer on the back of it, ripped it off and it,
Columbus Blue Jackets jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And immediately, first joke right off the bat was a pedophile joke. Second joke.
Good beer.
Second joke, pedophile joke. Third joke, pedophile joke. And then he like does a couple others and does another. He's like, Jesus Christ, Bert, doing a lot of pedophile jokes tonight, aren't we? So fucking just cried the entire time.
That's awesome.
Just laughed, cried. My eyes fucking hurt. Like after he was done, he did the machine, but he did a different version of the machine. So instead of doing the normal, like
Don't
machine
that
he did, that he, instead of doing the version that you see on TV, he started, he went into the story about how he told the story of the machine on Rogan. And Rogan's like, you need to tell the story. And he's like, I ain't telling the story. No, you need to. So the first time he told the story of the machine was at the Funny Bone in Columbus before he got big.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Yes. And
that's kind of awesome.
I remember.
Rogan used to do the Funny Bone in Columbus a bunch, didn't he?
Who?
Rogan. I know he's done. He done it, but I think he's here
he
a lot.
Talks highly about the Funny Bone. And then he got in. He talked about like how the bit failed completely. Like when he told it at the Funny Bone the first time. So we worked on it for about 2 years, came back and told it again and killed. He said, he goes, Columbus literally made my career.
That's awesome.
He's like, the first time I took my shirt off and it stayed off was at the Columbus Funny Bone.
How awkward would it be to take your shirt off and then put it back on, though?
He did, though. In Dayton. So he put it on. He took it off and then put it back on in Dayton.
Ah, that's Dayton.
And, he called Dayton a bunch of fucking redneck fuckers and just had nothing nice to say about people in Dayton.
Sorry to interrupt. No, I'm not. You just handed me strike on box matches with both ends open. Like, here,
yeah.
Good luck not torching the place.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Don't apologize for interrupting. It's what you do.
Yeah, it's what we
do. When you're here.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, so... He went through that whole thing, but then he started getting into the machine and telling all of the stuff you would hear, and then he'd stop, and he'd go, all right, he goes, so what I'm going to tell you guys, because you're Columbus, and this is where, like, everything started for me, for the machine and everything else, because if it wasn't for Columbus, I wouldn't have made the movie, I wouldn't have this, I wouldn't, just dip it in your beer, you'll be fine.
I was just going to hold it.
And he's like, you know, so... We went to meet the mafia boss while in Russia. Mm-hmm. He goes, and Igor took me to meet the mafia boss. He goes, and I took the teacher with me to be my interpreter because he's like, 4 semesters of Russian and didn't learn a fucking thing. The boss goes, we switch women. And he's like, I don't. He's like, nah, we switch women. He's like, all right, whatever. He's like, it's not my girlfriend. So there's like a whole thing about that. And I'll just leave it at that because I'll just ruin because I don't remember shit.
Yeah.
Properly.
And you're not funny.
Well, there's that too.
So, yeah. Better just leave that to Bert.
So he then in the middle of telling the Russian story, he starts singing God Bless America. And no one responded.
That's funny.
He was like, God bless and he like was waiting for someone to the audience to respond with America. And he says America. And he looks down and he's like, fuck you, Columbus. He's no. He's like, we're not. This shit ain't happening. Fuck you guys. Oh, say can. And he starts singing. Everybody sang the fucking national anthem. Everybody grabs their phones, turns their fucking lights on, goes through the whole thing. I don't know if that was a staged thing or not. But so he's singing it. Everybody's singing it. And all of a sudden, flags come up on the two huge screens. He looks at the screens and starts fucking laughing. Like, he's like, you assholes. And then, like, fireworks are going off over Bert and, like, just over, like, screened in over top him on the screens. And he's, and everybody's going on. And then he does, there was something else he did. And they, oh, he did a voice and it sounded like Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho.
And
so,
and then he starts singing Rainbow Bridge. And everybody starts laughing because they turned the screens fucking green and turned him green and put a fucking rainbow over his head. And then he called himself the Gay Hulk. he's like, this is my impression of the Gay Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm horny. I'm just like, God damn it. So like shit like that, I don't know if it was planned or improv'd, but
I think it's probably 50-50 with him.
Yeah.
It's like he's got a rough sketch of what he's going to do, and then he just lets
goes
it
out.
Rolls off and,
yeah.
rolls with and him, plays off people.
But the whole, like, Liz was like, I don't feel like, I think that was a shorter version of the machine story. And I'm like, I don't know that it was a shorter version, but it wasn't the one that he, you would hear.
Right.
Like on his special.
On his special.
Yeah.
And he was telling stories like, he's like, this won't be on the special, guys. This won't be on the special. But you got to listen. He was like, because if my daughter finds out about this shit, she's going to fucking murder me. And then he tell a story about one of the daughters doing shit.
Uh-huh.
She's like, she'd fucking murder me. It's a good thing she's not here. And then he'd start talking about, like, he said he was talking about having phone. He was like, oh, I got another. And you know how he gets, like, super excited and then starts laughing at himself. And he's like, hold it. So this one, I was on the road, and my wife, and she wanted to have phone sex. And I have been waiting 25 fucking years to have phone sex with my wife. And I'm sitting there, I'm jerking off. He goes, and apparently on FaceTime, when you're jerking off, if you give a thumbs up, it gives a thumbs up on icon on the... He's like, I'm just sitting here, and he's like, and he just keeps giving thumbs up. And he goes, and my wife goes, are people watching us? He goes, I don't know, but they fucking like it. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to have to try the thumbs up thing the next time I'm talking to Sarah. I'll just be like... And see if
that's weird
does.
That you said that and then went to your sister.
Because that's the only person I FaceTime is her. Because
next
I'll
time
FaceTime
I'm jerking
her.
Off of FaceTime.
I didn't say
sister.
Jerking off FaceTime. I said next time I'm on FaceTime. Nice play to put words in my mouth.
Yeah,
it was.
I put other things in my mouth. Anyway,
south,
it was.
You
a,
want to move south? It's all lining up now.
It was a great fucking show. So I highly recommend it. If you can see Bert at any point,
he's so dumb.
He
in
is
such a funny way, like the kind of dumb I love.
Yeah. He's
because he did you see the podcast? I forget who he had on. It was like Shane Gillis or somebody. And I guess I've said that name twice now. But
you sure
he,
it wasn't
goes,
Mark
he has
Norman?
A guitar, and they come and sit down. You know, he's in his lounge chair with a mic, and he goes, "Hey, I've been writing this song. I want you to see what you think about it." And Shane Gillis is like, "Okay," and he starts kind of playing, and he's like, rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama. He sings the whole chorus. He's like, what do you think? He's like, I think everybody's heard that song for like 3 decades, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, that song's been. He's like, oh, you know that song? He's like, everybody knows that song, Bert. Oh, man, I thought I'd get you with that one. He's like, he was so shocked that he didn't pull one over on him.
Well, it's because Shane's from Australia.
He's like, oh, man, I thought I would have got you. Yes. Dude, everybody knows that song.
He's not American.
He's funny.
He's funny as shit. Yeah. That was listening to on the way I finished listening to Protect Our Parks, which is one of Rogan's things that he does on his show. Where it's him, Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, and Ari Shaffir. And so the four of them get together. They call it Protect Our Parks. They just get fucking trashed on the show. Like, batshit drunk.
One celebrity I'm glad don't know personally is Ari Shaffir.
Why?
Because
you don't like him because he's Jewish?
Yes.
You fucking hate Jews?
That's only the second reason. The first one is
his nose.
No.
He's got a Jewish
it's
nose.
It's his banking practices and the fact that he owns half of Hollywood. No, I just feel like I'm susceptible to bad influences, and every story I hear from his friends is, Ari got me in trouble. Yeah. Like, oh, every yeah. single story you hear about Ari Shaffir is, so Ari came over the other day.
Oh, he, like, he dosed, he micro, or he dosed, right, Bert.
Was it Bert?
It was Bert.
Yeah. It was Bert, yeah. He drugged Bert.
Bert at his house when Bert was trying to stay sober.
Jesus Christ. And then Bert. And then basically his wife kicked Ari out of the house and said, you're never allowed to come back here.
It was Tom Segura got overdosed by, or dosed by another friend. Gave him a 100-milligram edible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a, yeah, didn't tell, it wasn't that he dosed him, he just didn't tell him how much it was.
Yeah.
He's like, you want a gummy?
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, no, I'm not taking this from you. He's like, no, it's fine. And then he ate two of them, so I'm like, okay, yeah, cool.
Well, it's the girl's fault. It was one of those novelty gummies that's like a foot tall.
But Bert did make fun of Tom on stage just ever enough. So briefly that anybody, you would have to be a fan of Bert and Tom to know that the inside joke. He goes, so my friend, so I'm friends with this guy named Tom. Tom's a fucking idiot. He's like, and he's not very funny. He's like, but he can only do this. And he, like, hops once. Mm-hmm. He goes, because if he hops twice, his leg breaks and his arm does this. And I looked at Liz, and she's like, and after we got outside, I said, so the whole Tom joke, I said, that's a whole fucking inside thing. I said, Tom was literally playing basketball, went to do a layup, broke his leg, fell down, and broke his arm. And she was like, are you shitting me? I said,
nope.
No. I said, broke his femur, fell down, and broke his arm.
I stood up. I was just giving the cue. That's okay. All. Just giving just the cue. For, that wasn't a hold on. That was
for Johnny.
Yeah.
One. Ah.
So, yeah, great show. Tom Segura is going to be here in
October, I think.
October. Bill Burr is going to be here also in, I think, July. So I'm just like, fuck, I kind of want to. I told Liz, I'm like, you know what? We just need to start making a point to just hit the funny bone.
Yeah.
Just start going.
That's better entertainment than movies anymore, by
it
far.
It is. Yeah, live comedy.
There's hardly any good movies that come out. The good ones that do come out, you never hear about, so they've been out for 6 months.
Well, you can't make a movie like Eurotrip or Debbie Does Dallas or
even The Hangover now.
Like any of the super offensive movies that made in the 90s, in the early 2000s, you can't do them today because everybody's too goddamn sensitive.
Blazing Saddles.
Oh my God, fucking Blazing Saddles. I'd love to see a Blazing Saddles.
Where the white women at?
I'd love to see a Blazing Saddles remake.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Word for word, if you can get all the original cast to do the whole thing over again.
Well, like a lot of them are dead.
Well, Gene Wilder's not.
He's close.
So?
he's pretty close.
Tom Green's going to be at the Funny Bone. That's who's...
Is he?
Yeah.
He's still... Dude, I mean,
he was on Kill Tony, and I was like, I haven't forgotten about Tom Green, but he's just been out of the limelight. He was on Kill Tony, and I was like, he's still got stuff left in the tank.
He was on Rogan.
Like, he was holding back. Oh, yeah. I'm like, he still got it.
He was on Rogan a couple weeks ago talking about... Because he lives... Obviously, he's from Canada, but he lives in Canada, like, full-time. Bought a ranch. Is worried about bears and coyotes and wolves and... He's constantly he just lives on this fucking ranch and goes polar plunging in a lake on his property.
Nick Swardson's going to be here,
too. I fucking hate Nick Swardson.
I can't stand Nick Swardson. Oh,
he's not my
Shut up, Mike.
Fuck that guy. Shit. I thought I found him funny for a little while, and then I rewatched him. Like, he's just not.
And I hate every movie role he's ever been in.
It's the same role.
It's the same role.
He tries so hard. And I say that with the no talent that I have. I get it.
Yeah, he's...
But as a viewer, I don't think he's that funny.
He's not.
D.L. Hewley's going to be
there's
here.
One line, there's one line that kind of made me chuckle that he's ever said, and it was in Blades of Glory, where he tries to get them back to skating, and he tells John Heater, he's like, encourages him and gets him back to doing the double skate with Will Ferrell, and he's like, okay, thanks, that's really great, you're going back. Still going to kill you someday, though. It was like, that was kind of funny.
Okay, that's good in context.
And I don't know if he wrote it, but it was kind of funny in that context. But that's like the only time I went, that's funny. I'm still going to kill you someday.
I want to see Brad Williams again.
He's funny.
I saw Brad Williams at Funny Bone.
Oh, he's funny.
marching his little midget ass across the stage. Holy shit.
With the flag?
Just, like, he just...
That one he did when he was in Wisconsin killed me about the snow. He's like, 6 inches of snow to you guys is like a minor inconvenience. To me, it's death. Said he's going to get one of those big, tall, orange bicycle flags just so everybody knows
where he's at. Yeah.
He was killing me.
Yeah, he's... That dude is fucking hilarious.
And then he was like, there's nothing funnier than a midget run, and he sprints across stage, and everybody laughs. He's like, see? Told you.
He, like, if I could... If I had just unlimited funds and I could do whatever the hell I wanted, I would have a midget assistant just go everywhere with me.
Kid Rock like, did.
Take notes, do whatever. Just everywhere I went, it would be just midget assistant.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it would be Brad Williams.
Specifically.
Or Wee Man. I want someone that can kick themselves in their forehead.
I think they all can.
I think they
can,
too. The males.
I don't know if the females can.
Can kick themselves in the head?
Yeah, I don't know if they can. I've never seen a female do it.
Have you? They're smarter than the males.
Well, they're smarter than the guys.
First off, yeah.
First off, yes.
But secondly.
Oh, there it is. I was about to say, I don't see the glitter, but there it is.
It's there. So this is part of.
Unicorn farts.
Well, this is a double collaboration from Duclaw. They've collaborated with themselves on their own products.
I can't think of this brewery without thinking of Shrek.
Without thinking of Shrek.
Yeah, the kingdom, wasn't it named Duclaw? Duclaw is the perfect place. Wasn't it Duclaw?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Kevin.
I don't have kids that watch.
Farquaad. Lord Farquaad was the ruler.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Googling. Fine. Yeah,
give it a Goog. That's what Mark Norman would say.
Give it a good. Mark Norman's one that I was really hit or miss on for a long time, and now I'm still hit or miss on.
He's very dry, and his voice doesn't match his body.
I like that. That's not the issue. Just some of his jokes, I'm like, you're just saying things to push the envelope.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're funny.
No.
I don't care if you push an envelope, even if it's something I believe in. You guys know that.
Yeah, you push envelopes every day, and they're not funny.
Yeah, I push the waistband in these sweatpants.
I know, and that's still not funny.
That's kind of funny. fat jokes are funny.
So they have their glitter series that they've done. Duclaw.
Duloc. Dang it.
Well, you see, you're wrong. And then they have their Sour Me series. So the Unicorn Farts originally was part of their Sour Me series with the glitter that was released for Pride Month.
And this is Unicorn Farts After Dark Chocolate Cinnamon Breakfast Stout.
Yes. Part of their Pastry series, which is the Pastryarchy series that they do, which is more... They do like eclairs and donuts and other types of these like crazy stouts as part of their pastry series. So this is a combination of their glitter series and their pastry series. And I'm making all that shit up because I didn't read anything about this other than I saw it in the store.
I'm not sorry for interrupting you. Let's rate Eclipse first before we move on.
Oh, Eclipse is easily a 4.
4.
What's the price and availability?
It's not available anymore. Because it's from 2019. It's 5 years old.
I didn't know if they did it every year, every 2 years.
They do it every year.
Okay, so it is available, just not 2019.
But it's a limited release. Available. Yeah.
Limited release. That's fine.
Yep.
I thought it was like a one-off.
Nope.
No.
Like, would they do it for Twilight or something? So what's the price on the...
I don't remember.
Probably 25 a bottle.
5 years ago. Yeah, it was probably about $20 a bottle. I'll give it a
4. That's a really good beer.
It's a 4, yeah.
That's a really good beer.
Yep.
Coming from the non-beer guy.
Yeah. The Pastryarchy. Glitter shines brighter in the dark. Giddy up for those French toast flavor frenzy. Yeehaw. Complete with the alluring notes of chocolate and spice cinnamon. A beautifully dark take on the original Unicorn Farts collaboration between Duclaw Brewing and Diablo Donuts. Now brewed as a dessert stout with gold edible glitter.
There you go. You're going to be shitting gold slogger. It's going to be so good.
The original Fireball.
Yeah. So they apparently, so Fireball, I haven't tried this yet, but Fireball, I walked in the pit stop Friday morning.
Ooh.
And because now I'm going to have to start going to pit stop every fucking Friday to make sure that I can get what I want, not knowing what they're going to get in because OHLQ can lick my butt and suck on my balls.
America.
They had... Yeah. a new version, in quotes, of Fireball that was released. Virgin. No, I said version.
Oh, okay. It's French. Virgin.
Basically, they just took Fireball and put it in a wine bottle.
Okay. Barrel-aged Fireball?
It's bottle-aged. Well, and that's it's supposed to be like a different version. But the way the women at the both women at Pit Stop explained it, two women.
Oh, three,
actually.
Oh, three.
No, two. She was like, no, I bought
about my stand-ups. Oh. Third stand-up, two women.
Okay. This is
three stand-ups, two women. Watch that video online.
different video.
Different video. She's like, oh, it's really good. You know, if you like Big Red or Hot Tamales, I said, so it's Fireball. And she goes, well, it's different. I'm like, how? She goes, it's a little bit more spicy cinnamon. I'm like, so it's Fireball? And she goes, no, it's really good. Fireball.
Well, I was about to say, okay, I was about to say, no, it's like Fireball. No, it's really good. I was like, oh, that's the difference.
It's really, really good.
It's palatable now, is what
it's
you're
like
saying.
Fireball. But in this bottle,
but she goes, good.
She goes, you don't like cinnamon? I'm like, I don't like candy cinnamon.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, it's not really candy cinnamon. She goes, I said, but it's like Fireball.
But it's like goes, Red Hotson.
She goes, but it's really good. She goes, I said, so Big Red gum. And she goes, yeah. I'm like, okay, so like Fireball.
Well, if you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
So, fuck Fireball. Your mom ain't listening.
Yeah, no.
She quit. I ran her out of town.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, that's not bad.
No.
I like it.
It's lighter than it looks.
It's way lighter than it looks.
Yeah, it's a little bitter on the mm-hmm. the end for a second, and then it gives away to the cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Right. You get that little touch of sweetness at the end there.
Yeah. It's like the bitter cinnamon and then the sweet cinnamon, like a cinnamon sugar.
So like Fireball.
So like Fireball.
So like Fireball.
Yeah.
So now we got to try Fireball, new mm-mm. Fireball, and Goldschlager in a lineup.
No. Why
only,
Goldschlager?
Only if I can get like airplane bottles. And I know Fireball makes airplane bottles.
Yeah.
But you got to be careful.
You got to buy them.
You got to buy the right pack.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they make those with lower proof too. Yeah. And it tastes worse. Somehow.
So we need to do Fireball, and Fireball. We need to get
low proof,
the regular, and this wine bottle Fireball.
And Goldschlager.
And Goldschlager.
Why Goldschlager?
It's a cinnamon.
OG, it's the benchmark.
It's the
of Fireball?
Of the original cinnamon.
Is it cinnamon? Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Is it?
The original.
I've never had it.
Oh, really?
I don't like cinnamon fucking. I also.
We're doing it. I mean, it's got real gold in it.
I don't give a shit.
Actually, they used to say
I'll give a shit.
I mean, it's like $20 a bottle. They used to say that if you siphoned out, filtered out the gold.
Yep.
And cashed it in, it's worth more than $20.
Goldschlager.
So some guys went and bought like 27 bottles and did all that. And they didn't break even. They were under.
Goldschlager.
They're like, but we've got a lot of cinnamon schnapps to drink.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Cinnamon schnapps.
It was funny, though, just to see him go through the process and go into a gold dealer, and the dude bought it. I mean, it's real gold.
I mean, he bought it, yeah.
They tested it. They weighed it. It was like X amount of dollars. They lost like $13 on the whole deal or something. So it was close.
I wonder what the price. So I wonder what the price of palladium is right now. Now that we're talking about precious metals, I have palladium at home, and it's not.
I have paper palladiums.
No, you don't. It's not hard. It's not easy to get, as far as palladium shavings, and it was worth more than gold at one point, just because of its rarity.
Rarinicity.
Palladium price per troy ounce is $1,000.
Okay.
Platinum's $929, gold is $2,300.
So gold's back up again. All the aliens are stealing the gold anyway, so
they are.
Not that's the illegal true. Aliens. The outer space aliens.
The illegal
the butt stuff aliens.
Yeah, the butt stuff aliens. Get in, we're doing butt stuff.
The illegal aliens are only here to steal our jobs.
And our women.
They can have those.
Steal our jobs and rape our women.
Rape our jobs and steal our women.
Where's the white women at?
Where the white women at?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Hey, boys, look what I found.
No, your songs. Camptown ladies sing this song, doo-dah.
And if you don't get any of those references, shame on you.
You need to watch Blazing Saddles. It's on Hulu and Netflix.
Is it really?
Yes. It's so good.
I need to have
Roxy watch it. I'm not surprised it's on Hulu. I'm surprised it's on Netflix, to be honest with you.
I'm not surprised it's on Netflix.
I am.
Why?
Because Netflix does weird, stupid crap, and they get really offended. They all do. And they jack up their prices. And Netflix is just kind of...
They all do.
I like Netflix better than
Amazon Prime. I almost said something that I think is really funny, but would be really offensive.
Prime hides their shit.
Yeah.
That's my issue with them.
You have to hunt for it.
It's like, oh, this is available on Prime. You click and be like, would you like to buy or rent it? Well, I understand it's available. It should say...
Right. When you're already paying for the subscription. Assholes. Or I like the, hey, it's free on Prime, on Freevee, with ads every 3 minutes.
Yes. Fuck that. God. Might as well just watch Tubi.
I do watch Tubi. Because at least then I'm like, well, I'm not paying for it. So.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you can watch all the Johnny Edward videos.
On Tubi?
Yeah. All one of them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I sent you the link.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I had to go.
Johnny, you're a terrible actor, by the way. Just complete trash. Which, good artist.
I love the fact that he was like, it's all fake.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Get the fuck out of here.
Had me fooled. Fake.
Jesus.
Our investigators.
Was the fake part the girl being naked? Did they blur out a bikini? Leave a note in the comments.
He will.
He will. He will. If not, he'll be back later.
Yeah. I want to see his work. Like, he said he was working on some shit for the eclipse. For tomorrow or yesterday.
He's cutting out little sunglasses out of cardboard. Collaring them.
I have a feeling Randy's going to get
it. Just looks like 3D glasses with black crayon on it.
Sharpie. Dried Sharpie scratched into it. Randy's going to get what?
Randy's going to get a fuck you message from Johnny. Johnny's like, I miss Randy. Melissa's great on the show. You know, great show, guys. The show, he's going to be like, fuck you, Randy.
He only loves me. He only loves me for my wedgies and my tits.
No, he just wants you to stand up.
Yeah, I've already done it three times.
I think
we've
agreed on three.
Yeah.
So, but I want to see his. Like I told him, I said, you need to start posting your stuff back up on Instagram. Like, show your work off.
Yeah,
I've seen what he's put out there so far.
Crazy stuff
and his crazy ass enormous fucking statues and shit that he's put out there too.
Yeah.
Like some of the shit that he's done, I was like, holy fuck. Like it's talent and work that goes into all of that.
Yep.
Like if you look at the eight arm pitcher, which is the octopus.
Yep.
Ooh, excuse me. That's an amazing fucking statue. It's weird, but it's in Austin, I guess, or Houston, wherever it is.
Austin.
I can't remember. I think he's in Houston. But
down in the heart of Texas.
But it's a great fucking...
Thank you, Mike.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was ignoring you. It's a great statue.
Yeah.
I got three more cans of that at home. I'm going to enjoy those.
I feel like this is also appropriate for the eclipse.
The eclipse?
This is the end of all things.
Oh, yeah. Well, the world is ending tomorrow.
Yeah.
Depending on who you talk to.
Good Lord.
No, it's not him that thinks that.
This is another great notion, which we very much like.
What a prank. If the rapture happened during the eclipse,
it was supposed to happen.
The God's like, you know what? Watch this. Hey, angels, watch this one.
I'd be fine with that. I wouldn't be there.
One of my favorite
things.
You'd
be left on Earth.
Yeah, I know.
You'd be like in that, what was that book series?
I don't know.
Left. What was it? James Cameron.
Apocalypse. Avatar? I mean, was it the Bible?
Apocalypse Now.
Was it the Bible?
James Cameron in the Bible.
I think we just came up with a new movie preference.
One of the funniest proposed pranks that I've heard was on one of these days that people think the apocalypse is going to be is just taking blow-up dolls and fill them with helium
and just letting
them go. And just see all these...
I've seen that before.
Yeah, people floating up in the air.
It was left behind.
What about me?
Left behind.
I'd be left behind because that would remind me of COVID, and COVID was amazing when no one was fucking driving on the roads.
Agreed. Or in stores.
Or
we had to limit them
and
stay 6 feet away from me.
Which is all horseshit anyway.
So this is the end of all things. Great notion, which had the double stack, had the French toast. They do wonderful things with beer.
So this is end of times.
So 12.8%. It is an imperial stout aged in bourbon barrels for 28 months. With
That's almost 2 years.
Yeah, with Madagascar vanilla beans, marshmallows, and coconut.
It's aged with marshmallows, vanilla beans, and coconuts?
Yep.
Squirt me. Oh, I thought you were going to hit me in the face. I really did.
I mean,
I don't want to play anymore.
Now I can be on that documentary about the Nickelodeon kids.
With P. Diddy?
Damn it.
Have you watched it all?
You too. No, I haven't.
Hashtag me too.
There's Diddy, you know.
Or didn't he?
No, he Diddy.
Diddly.
Diddly. Well, so I just saw a video today of him. That is so fucking black.
Oh my God, this is so thick.
I just saw a video of Diddy today, and oh my, he's so black, dude. So black.
He is.
Oh,
no, I saw a video. I saw a video today of Diddy with
a kid.
Wait.
Yeah, actually, what's his fucking name? The
Macaulay Culkin.
No, the other one that played
Ashton Kutcher.
No,
Justin Bieber.
Bieber, yes. He greets Bieber and he gives him like a hug and he starts like patting down his chest and like gives him a hug and like starts patting. He's looking for a wire. And I don't know if it's a recent video or how recent that video is, but I'm like, this seems appropriate right now.
I can smell this already.
Let's rank the Dewclaw real quick.
I'm at a 3.
That's mine.
That's yours.
Yep.
I mean, Martel can drink after me if he wants. Say, I don't care.
I'd say 3.
I'm giving it a 3. It's good.
Compared to the Eclipse, I think the Eclipse overshadowed that.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But no pun intended.
We had to do, yeah.
No pun intended.
Well done.
I really did it. Why are you always so mean to me?
I don't like you.
You know what? I'm getting tired of it.
Okay.
Fucking 5 years in.
And
just
because like
you pay for everything and give me all this free whiskey and buy the recording equipment and you just think you can do what you want?
Yes.
No, you can.
Yes.
You're nice. I like you.
Oh, my God. That's so good. You should aerate it.
Oh my God, that's like drinking syrup.
Smells great.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I feel like this.
That is.
We should.
Whoa.
We need to get more of these.
Thick.
We need to get more of these.
Yeah.
We need to put them in syrup bottles and do a remake of the whole fucking Super Troopers chugging syrup.
I'd probably feel about the same chugging that much of it.
You got to relax your jaw and cup the balls.
don't forget to cut the balls. Mind the stepchildren.
That's so thick.
Yes, I know.
Thick.
You have beautiful lips.
He thinks I'm Mexican.
You're not?
They've been doing, the guys, Broken
drugs.
Lizard.
Lots of drugs.
They've been doing Whistlepig.
Whistlepig.
Ads.
Yep.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
Farfar, you're not even in this commercial.
Oh, I saw one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even.
He's like, what, a commercial?
You weren't even in this scene. That's what it was.
They're coming out with it. They're doing a Super Troopers 3.
You know
Super
what I've got to say?
Super Troopers 2 was okay.
No, right. I will say it's better than 99.9% of sequels on the market.
It is.
Throughout history.
Yes, absolutely.
Because like you look at Joe Dirt, I'm like, Joe Dirt,
awful.
One of David Spade's greatest.
Back to the Future 2, amazing.
Joe Dirt 2,
all the
trash.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Until Crystal Skull.
Until Crystal Skulls.
Crystal Skull was trash.
And I haven't
that's
seen
the newest
latest
one, right?
No.
That's the one before that had
the crazy guy
in it.
Yeah,
I didn't
watch that one.
Yeah, I watched
the OG.
The new one's good. The new one's not bad at all.
But they're talking about doing it's already in the works, a Super Troopers 3.
I'm in.
I'm in for it.
I like two.
I like two, but one was better.
One was better.
It was also kind of a coming of age movie for a lot of us, I think.
Yeah.
It was right in that time where we all could relate because we were those people. We were either the stoners or we were the guys that didn't take anything seriously and were pulling the pranks.
I still
like,
don't take anything seriously.
Exactly.
Try not to.
Yeah.
But two, you went into it knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. Like, the first one, you're like, dude, this is...
I wore out two DVDs of Super Troopers.
Yeah.
I played it so... I watched it twice a week.
So good.
And wore out two CDs, which I didn't think was possible. Just cause I never took it out of the DVD player.
Well, you just said you watched two CDs and that isn't possible.
No, I wore out two DVDs.
I know, but you said CDs.
Whatever. They were CDs. They were compact.
They were compact disc videos.
On my laser disc.
Laser disc. 80s.
I wore out 2 beta tapes of Super Troopers.
Ooh. So that's not a thing anymore.
No.
No, there's still betas out there.
No, there, yeah. Well,
well, I'm an alpha tape. I mean, in my mind, I am.
I mean, my mom says I'm handsome.
My mom always said I should be in stand-up. She's like, you're so funny. I was like, no, I make fun of people in situations. Trump. That's why I'm funny. I said, I would bomb doing stand-up, Mom. I like, right. You get it. I would tank.
I'm pretty quick
with it. So if I ever did stand-up, I wrote a joke about how my mom thinks I'm funny, even if you don't.
Well, my mom thinks I'm funny.
Right. That'd be my shtick.
All right. What do we think of this?
It's insane. It's so fucking thick.
I like this.
It's too sweet.
But I was gonna say I need it with something.
Do you want to put some? You want to put some saline in it?
No.
Oh no!
It's too sweet. Let's sweeten it.
Okay.
I like it.
I like.
It's not sickly sweet. It's not candy sweet.
But it's.
I like it a lot.
It's real sweet.
It is heavy, man.
Thick. Thicc.
She thick. Of course, you got a good tea bag ears.
Yeah, it's stale. But it was good.
Just like your nuts.
6.
Is that 6?
I don't know.
I think it's 5.
Doesn't matter.
We need a counter. I can just click. What are you looking for?
Whiskey to put in this?
Oh. I like where your head's at.
Well, you know what would go good with this? Bourbon Hunters. But no.
I was about to say, I think I have Jameson's.
You know what would be awesome? Something we're not going to do.
Right. We did some Bourbon Hunters the other day.
Yeah, I've ruined Melissa.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Pick. Yeah, no. Yeah. The Bourbon Hunters. Barrel pick.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he had half a bottle.
Nice.
And
ooh,
Melissa's like,
bourbon was thick.
Am I not worth it? And I'm like, no, you're worth it.
No, you're not, but you're here, so I guess...
No.
Since you posed it that way, wife, I love you, Melissa. Don't let these liars speak ill about you behind your back.
What else? What? Jameson with this?
We know picklebacks.
Stout. Oh. Are you just pouring it straight
I'm
in?
I'm going right in.
All right. I'll wait.
So you're going to do an Irish car bomb, but more like an Irish napalm.
It's just definitely a napalm.
Spray and pray.
Holy shit. All right, well, just give it a little stir, let it sit.
That's how that goes. I mean, I'm going to try it either way.
I'm down to clown.
Oh, yep. Oh, 100%.
I love how he hands it straight to me.
A little dabble do ya.
I'm used to it. You know, me and you started the show 5 years ago, and we brought Mike in, and
this is your last show. Sorry, Randy.
I'm leaving, guys. That's the harsh reality of it, is I have no vehicle. I'm poor. I'm jobless. I'm losing our house.
Probes.
We can't pay
saloon
rent. And Johnny, it's been real, man. I'll see you in the comments, I guess. fuck you. I ain't going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Except home in a little bit. Because, you know, Kevin's my ride.
Yeah, so go ahead. And I gotta just
go ahead. Yeah,
just I'm going to let you pour it because I will overpour it.
I don't know that you can, honestly. Oh.
Challenge accepted.
I mean, you could dump the rest of that bottle in there, and it would just be the same flavor.
I like that you spilled alcohol where I'm sitting on my matches.
It is.
It is. That works well together.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and it cuts the sweetness just enough.
Just enough. Yeah. That is. We should open a restaurant, and we only serve alcohol.
That's called a bar.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where everybody knows your name.
Well, we bum, bum, bum. We call it Char's.
Welcome to Char Bar.
That's
already a
no
bar.
Char's.
Potato,
not Char,
tomatoes.
Not Char Bar. Just Char's.
Well, there's one already called Char.
Where?
Columbus.
Where? Never heard of it.
In the arena, in the brewery district.
I was just down in the arena district. It's not there.
Char, if Char went away, I'll be shocked. I love that bar.
There's the Char Bar, which I do know, but instead of Cheers, Char. Never mind.
Oh, is that what you were trying to do?
Fuck you.
I'm sorry, it just wasn't that funny.
You're fat.
Now you're just stating.
I'm just being mean.
No, you're just, I mean, that's.
I'm stating facts. I was about to say. You're wearing facts. Pink glasses.
Yeah.
That's gay.
I like those.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the nicest thing Martell's ever said to me.
All you do is take it easy. That's what your hat says.
Yeah, it is. I even told Beth. She was like, you got some dry skin on your forehead. I said, just get me a hat. I think my take it easy one's the breezeway. Just get that. So she did.
Perfect.
My boys got me this hat, and I like it.
Yeah?
And I like them, too.
Good for them.
And she showed me her boobies, and I like them, too. I like how I crescendoed that. It just went, and drink.
That's actually a pretty fantastic combination.
Yeah. I'm
very happy with that choice.
I'm happy with that choice. That's good. That was not a bad decision, because I was looking at, like, Makers. I'm like, that'd be too sweet.
There's that.
Maybe a rye.
That Woodford Double Oak, I think, would be good, too.
Yeah. Hey, my daughter's calling. Hold on a second. It must be important.
Speakerphone.
No. Yes, bug. You literally just sent me a text, and then you're calling. Yes. You're going with Addie. That's fine. Are you... That's fine. Go. Hey, guess what? I love you. All right, have fun with Addie. All right, bye.
That's how we get the listeners.
Raising young adults as well.
Personal conversations. Yep.
Literally just sent me a text and goes, call Dad. I'm like, I didn't have a chance to even respond. I'm like, you just sent the text. She's like, I know, but Mom's asleep. And I'm like, I just saw it. She's like, Addie's on, she's on her way, and I want to make sure that it's fine. I'm like, whatever.
At least she's trying.
She's trying, but she is impatient. Like I said, Harley this morning, she gets up, she comes downstairs fully dressed. She's like, bye, guys. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? She's like, I'm going to breakfast with Riley. I'm like, breakfast with Riley? I'm like, hold on, are you telling us you're going? You're going to ask, you're going to go. She goes, oh, I'm telling you. Bye. She's out the door she goes. I'm just like, holy shit, like, we moved into a neighborhood and the kids just think they can come and go as they please. They kind of can.
They can, yeah.
So, part of the reason of moving into a neighborhood.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, go. That's...
Be a kid.
Why we moved over here.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons. That's what I wanted.
We go be getting, a kid.
Go have fun. And then I was out before I came here, not on the table.
Be under the table if you do it right.
Hold on. Stand up. I was out on a walk, and like a walk and run. So I'll walk and I'll run, I'll walk and I'll run. And Harley was out with her friends walking.
No, I just pictured you running on a walk. Big walk, rice.
A walk. W-O-K.
You said you were on a walk, and I literally just pictured you on a giant rice bowl cooking apparatus.
It's a... Chinese pan.
Okay. It was
called a wok, and that's probably one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
I didn't say it wasn't dumb. I just said that's what I thought.
Kevin's over there.
he's still a loyal listener. Says he listened to every episode. Never missed one.
All right. Good for you, Kevin.
Appreciate.
Even last time we were here, I was like, you don't have to listen. He's like, I still am.
He's still appreciate it.
Okay. We'll take that. We'll take
make
that
sure.
Click.
Make sure Martell isn't fucking it up with his production values.
I was about to say, my cousin Dan, who is taking care of my kid right now, is also a loyal listener. My buddy Tim listens also.
They need to comment on shit then.
Please comment on things. He usually just listens. He doesn't watch because he listens when he's driving.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, we just started the YouTube thing, and most people don't have YouTube Premium, so... Which is also fine. But
why do you have to have premium?
Because premium will let you actually turn your phone off and the audio continues to play.
I see my phone on. Just leave it on, but plugged in.
Yeah. I played the last episode Just plugged my phone into the charger at work and just left it on top of the safe and went and did shit. Came back. I'm like, eh,
I usually start our video on computer and hit mute and then work.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to hear you either.
I hate my voice.
So I hate mine too.
I love my voice. I love it.
Martell loves himself. Who would have ever guessed?
Right.
Martell, Martell Trump over here loves himself.
I'm getting
golden
a shower. Not golden shower. I got a golden shower. And a golden. Well, I don't have a golden toilet, but I'll have a golden toilet little lever.
Plunger.
I'm more excited for the doorknobs.
Yeah, the doorknob. That I'm just buying the one. It's from Alice in Wonderland. Randy's like, I have never seen Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, talking doorknob, got the face, knocked his nose. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, fuck you then.
I just
think, why can't you be excited as Mike is excited?
Oh, man, that's awesome. Good job. Doorknob. All right, you be the doorknob. All right.
He just called you a doorknob.
Everybody gets a turn.
That's why we invited Mike on the show. What happens off camera?
Sometimes makes it on camera.
Sometimes there's residue left behind. You just got to look closely. Zoom in.
Yeah, so I gotta order my doorknob. You know what? Now that I think about it, I should do one for the bathroom, too. I should do a handshake doorknob for the bathroom. They make a doorknob that's the hand, and you just... Whoop. Yeah.
Your name's Martell. You should get an M one like Kevin McAllister, so if somebody comes over, they can burn that M in
it's
their
gay
hand.
As fuck. It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
You're just saying that because I came up with it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would want
a monogrammed
doorknob.
Yeah. That's the dumb one, not the handshake one.
The handshake one's amazing.
Yeah, until somebody puts their dick in it.
It's not like this. It's like this.
You could just get a...
Are you challenging me?
You know what? I'm getting a dick-shaped doorknob now.
Dick doorknob.
Dick knob.
Just
why won't this door open? Pull harder!
You got to back into it.
That's what I was about to say with your hand doorknob. Like, yeah, it's funny until I back into
it. Can the balls be the lock mechanism? Oh. Just
click, click. Twist them. Give them a little kick.
I wonder if they make that. Liz would be like, get the... No. I'm like, it's my basement. My mom might come down here. Don't tell her to go to the bathroom. One side of the normal doorknob.
That'll keep them out.
I mean,
you said my mom gonna come down here. I thought you meant your mom, and I was like, well, that'd be creepy.
It would be weird.
Yeah.
Martell, why do you have a dick doorknob?
If my mom was alive, she'd find that shit hilarious.
She'd steal it.
I also hope she would.
Probably.
Like yeah.
She would.
Yeah. Yeah. I trumped your pepper grinder.
Yeah. I stole your dick doorknob. With this cock and balls locking mechanism. All right.
The lock should be like... No, I'm just picturing the cock and balls. And it should be pointing down, but when you open, you got to lift it up. When it's locked, it's erect. It's like one of those, it's like the side thing on the porta potty.
I was about to say, that's how you tell somebody's erect, in there.
Somebody's in there.
Bing!
Occupado!
I'll wait. What am I going to do to amuse myself?
I'll wait.
Why are you rattling the door? Don't worry about it!
Shut up.
Your bathroom always stinks.
It smells like gay sex in here. It's a Super Troopers line. All right. Well, we're at an hour.
Are we? All right.
We are.
All right.
59:10, 59:11, 59:12, 59:13.
Let's rate this one neat first.
So this one you guys said was too sweet. I'm at a 4 on both.
I'm at a 3.5 on this one.
I would do this all night long.
I would.
That was like 7.
I would like to split. Like, I don't know that I could drink a whole bottle. This is one that like somebody came over and be like,
yeah, a whole bottle would give me a headache.
Yeah.
I think this would be better
and a cavity.
Around a real fire. Like
as
Christmas
opposed to
time.
A fake fire?
Yeah, there are fake fires. Propane and propane accessories.
I mean, if it's hot and it's fiery, it's a fire.
Well, I mean, like you have the ones that you put on
claps
your TV.
Hot and fiery,
yeah,
but
like a fake fire would be like The 12 hours of YouTube Yule log.
I'll show you a Yule log.
No, you won't.
I would probably give this a four.
Oh, no, that's a Tootsie Roll. Bite size.
I would give this a four.
I'm at a four.
I'm not, because if I give that a four, I can't give that a four.
Oh, I can. They're two different things.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying personally, not me. Yeah. Three and a half.
That's fine.
I would give it like a 4.25 with the addition of the Jameson Stout.
Four. I'm at a four. I'm at a four even with the Jameson. Yeah. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, they're all different things.
I do like it better with the Jameson. I will say that.
But the Jameson really mellowed it out and made it much more drinkable.
Yep.
Than just having it.
I could drink the whole bottle and just, you know.
Just.
No, I'll take two.
Why does your bathroom have two doorknobs, Mike?
All right. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.
Double-ended doorknob.
Hoopstagram.
I'm going to get on Etsy and look for a dick doorknob now. All right. I'm Martel for Mike and Randy and Kevin over here, live studio audience. We're out.